بسم الله بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله, this is our final درس in our study of the work مقاصد الصوم, the objectives of fasting of الإمام عز الدين بن عبد السلام رحمه الله تعالى. And this is chapter 10, the final chapter, what he calls في الأيام التي نهى عن صيامها, concerning the days in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade fasting. He says وهي أنواع, there's different types of days that are forbidden from fasting. And before we read these, we just want to preface by saying that the nahi or prohibition in the Sharia sometimes refers to karaha, what is disliked, and sometimes it refers to tahrim, what is forbidden. So some of these are makruh and others are haram. So he says the first type, الأول الصوم بعد انتصاف شعبان, fasting after you've reached the midpoint of شعبان, so 15th onward, you could say. He says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان النصف من شعبان فأمسكوا عن الصيام حتى يدخل رمضان. In this hadith, which is recorded in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, it says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when it reaches the midpoint of Sha'ban, withhold from fasting until Ramadan enters. And he doesn't offer any commentary on this. He just cites this hadith from the Musnad. And we have previous to this, in yesterday's lesson, the hadith of Sayyidah Aisha, where she says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast most of Sha'ban illa qalila, except for a little. So how do you reconcile between those two hadith? You could reconcile by saying that she meant he fasted the majority of Sha'ban up to a half of Sha'ban, so that qalila would be the second half. Or it could be said that what is disliked in this hadith is not fasting the majority of Sha'ban as such, but setting it apart from other days, fasting, when not fasting other days, Allahu ta'ala a'lam. But the ulama don't mention that it's haram, it's just that if they take this hadith, it would be considered makruh to particularly set out to fast closer to Ramadan, like in the second half of Sha'ban. Because you find other days that he mentions where it's disliked to fast the closer and closer you get to the onset of Ramadan. The second one, for example, he says, الثاني استقبال رمضان بيوم أو يومين. It is disliked to fast one or two days before Ramadan. Again, this is fasting specifically a day or 2 days before Ramadan. It doesn't apply to someone who's already fasting, whether they're makeup fast or pre-scheduled nafil fast that fall in a pattern, as we'll explain. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقدموا رمضان بيوم أو ولا بيومين إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما فليصوم. Do not, the hadith says, do not fast before Ramadan by 1 or 2 days. Except if it be a person who was fasting already, and let him fast. What would that look like? That would be a person who has makeup days, and they're making up many days, and it's getting close to Ramadan. It could be a person who made a vow to fast a certain number of days, and it's getting close to Ramadan if it's a day or two before. It could also be if a person is fasting the fast of Dawood alayhi salam, where they're fasting one day and skipping another day, and it just so happens they're getting near Ramadan. So if they already have a fast that they've been doing that stretches across some days, let them continue. What is disliked is for a person to not fast, let's say, anything in Sha'ban at all, and then all of a sudden, right before Ramadan, 1 day or 2 day, they decide I'm going to fast. That is what would be disliked. The third one, he says, ثالث صوم يوم الشك, fasting on the day of doubt. What is the day of doubt? The day of doubt is when You don't sight the moon for Ramadan, so you complete 30 days of Ramadan. A lunar month is 29 or 30 days. If you get to day 29 and you go out and you sight and you don't see anything, it's cloudy, there's atmospheric things that keep you from seeing the hilal, what do you do? Do you assume it is Ramadan the day after, or do you complete the 30? You complete the 30. But because it's a possibility that that is the first of Ramadan, you just didn't see the moon, it's called the day of doubt. So it is disliked to fast on that day. Some say dislike, some say haram. He mentions here, قَالَ عَمَارْ إِبْنُ يَاسِرْ مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمَ الشَّكْ فَقَدْ عَصَى أَبَا الْقَاسِمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The hadith in Abu Dawood from Ammar bin Yasir, he says, whoever fasts on the day of doubt has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim, which is the kunya of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, the fuqaha differ about this. You know, if a person had makeup fast or they already had a pre-scheduled fast that happened to fall on the Yom al-Shak, some of the ulama say it would be permissible, others would say disliked. But we try to avoid fasting on that day. The fourth one, Sawmul Eidain. And this is where it's very clearly haram. Fasting on the two Eids. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن صيام يومين يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر. Abu Huraira relates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade fasting on two days, the day of Eid al-Adha and the day of Eid al-Fitr. وقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه هذان يومان نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صيامهما يوم فطركم من صيامكم واليوم الآخر يأكلون فيه من نسككم. سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه relates in the hadith recorded in Bukhari that these two days, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade that one should fast on them, the day in which you break your fast. So, Eid al-Fitr. And the other day in which you eat from your sacrifices, Eid al-Adha. So, that's the fourth type of day in which it's forbidden to fast. Al-Khamis, the fifth one, Ayyam al-Tashriq. So, these are the days after Eid al-Adha. So you have Eid al-Adha, the day itself, and then you have the 3 days of Tashriq. The days of Tashriq, the Tashriq here literally means the days of drying out the meat. Because in the pre-Islamic period and even in Islam, those were the days when they would do the Udhiyah and take the Udhiyah sacrifice. You dress the animal down, you cut up the meat, and the Arabs would hang the meat and salt it and dry it. They would put it on strings and hang it up and dry it. And people still do this. Bedouins still do this. In Hadramaut, they do it with fish, right? So this is an ancient practice, and it's called the days of Tashriq. So basically, it's the days of eating from the Udhiyah. In the Muslim world, depending on where you are, you know, the day of Eid and the 3 days after are days in which you get a bit tired of meat. Because by the end of the third or fourth day, you're just like, okay, I want to become a vegetarian for a while. Because everywhere you go, you're going to relatives' house and they're just meat, 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 meat. Which is great, but you get tired of it at some point because you get stuffed. So on those days, it's also forbidden to fast. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَيَّامُ التَّشْرِيقِ أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He says the days of Tashriq are days of eating, drinking, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number six, صَوْمُ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ مُنْفَرِدًا. Fasting on Friday in particular. قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَصُومُ أَحَدُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَصُومَ قَبْلَهُ أَوْ يَصُومَ بَعْدًا. The hadith recorded by Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let not one of you fast on the day of Jumu'ah unless he is fasting a day before it already or a day after it. So if you're fasting, if you plan to fast Friday and Saturday, it's okay. If you fasted Thursday and you want to fast Friday, that's okay. But setting apart Friday in particular without days before it or days after it, this is disliked. Someone actually asked me this yesterday. after the dars, someone said, you mentioned the fast of Dawood. Well, how do you reconcile between the hadith on the fast of Dawood and the hadith which forbids fasting on Friday? Because if you fast the fast of Dawood, you fast, say, Monday, then you break it on Tuesday, then you fast Wednesday, then you break it on Thursday, and then you fast on Friday. And if you fast on Friday, you didn't fast Thursday, and you're not fasting on Saturday, you're fasting on Sunday. How do you reconcile that hadith with this hadith? And the ulama say, because you have to take the two together, you don't ignore one at the expense of the other. The ideal is a tarjih, right? Or rather we say al-jama, that you reconcile between the two. And the answer is that the fast of Dawood is always going to alternate, because it's either going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, but then after Sunday comes Tuesday, then Thursday, and then Saturday. So once every 2 weeks, you're going to have that issue. But you're not specifically setting apart Jumu'ah for fasting. It just happens to coincide with your program of the fast of Dawood, which skips a day. It alternates across the days. So if it falls on a Friday, according to that fast, you're not doing anything disliked. Likewise, if you are doing makeup days and it falls on a Friday and you're done on that Friday, no problem at all. It's just a person saying, I'm not fasting anything, but oh, Jumu'ah is tomorrow, I'm going to fast on Jumu'ah only. That's disliked. And so we read that hadith, which is in Muslim. وقال عليه السلام لا تختص ليلة الجمعة بقيام من بين الليالي ولا تختص الجمعة بصيام من بين الأيام إلا أن يكون في صوم يصومه أحدكم. He says, he relates the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim. Do not set apart the night of Jumu'ah. What is the night of Jumu'ah? What day is it in the week?
Thursday.
It's Thursday night, right? Because the day started Maghrib. So do not set apart the night preceding Jumu'ah, we can say, with Qiyam, meaning prayer, in the night. And do not set apart Jumu'ah with fasting among all of the days, unless you're already in a fast that you're doing, right? So this means that if you only have, don't set apart Thursday night just for Qiyam, or Friday, the day just for fasting. Fast on other days, pray on other nights. The idea is that Jumu'ah itself is not a Sabbath day, right? It's not a Sabbath day like it is for the Jews and the Christians for Saturday and Sunday. It is not a Sabbath for us where we're forbidden from working, nor is it a day where we're supposed to deny ourselves. We go to the Jumu'ah prayer, فَانْتَشِرُوا, and then you go out and you seek the fadl of Allah, and this is why you don't set it apart. And he says, أَخِرُوا فَوَائِدِ الصَّمْ. He says, basically, this is the end of the collection on the virtues of fasting. So this ends the work. It's a very brief work. It's very basic, and you find that 98% of the hadith are in Bukhari and Muslim, and it's just a very basic structure of the different kinds of fast and the various rulings attached to Ramadan, whether it's fasting, breaking the fast, the benefits, Qiyamul Layl, Tilawatul Quran, I'tikaf, Laylatul Qadr, wa bihadha qal anhayna hadha al-kitab al-mubarak. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for us and a reminder. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.